Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 27th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a quarter cent, 334 and three quarters. September wheat down 7 cents, 532 and a half. And November beans up three quarters of a cent at $9 even money. We did have some new sales here today in the beans, 250,000 metric tons of beans to Mexico, 132,000 metric tons of beans to China. So the export streak continues out here, and I think that's going to continue for a while. The other big stories out here is we've got the dollar down 62 ticks. It's down to 93.75. So you know, we've hit this dollar pretty hard. Maybe we make new lows the first Monday of the month, next Monday, and then maybe see a little bit of a balance. But I believe over time, the dollar continues to work itself down. First support's really 92, and then the next support's about 89 cents. And that will certainly be helpful for our export markets out here. Gold is making a new historic high. It's up $34 an ounce currently at $19.32 an ounce. Silver is up $1.58 at $24.43. That's not a contract, a historic high, but it certainly is a contract high in the silver. And we're 40 cents off the highs that we made around 6 o'clock this morning. So I think what the world is showing us with the dollar and the currency, the metals, the currencies, is that inflation is coming in a big way. I don't think you can print $3 to $6 trillion worth of debt relief and not expect it to have a major impact on the dollar. It was for many, many months that the dollar was the dog with the least fleas out there, which is why it stayed strong. But now the European currencies are coming back independently on their own, and that's putting more pressure on the dollar. So ultimately, I think that's good. The weather around the country, we had some rains. Temperatures in Chicago yesterday reached the highest I saw on my car thermometer was 97 degrees plus the humidity. But we did have a few showers around last night. Nebraska got some rains. Other places got some decent rains. Iowa, Northern Illinois. There was another one of those streak bands that went across the top of I-80 out here. But we'll see what the crop ratings say tonight. I'm guessing that they may be lower. Nobody was really expecting all this heat. Yes, we had some rain on either side of it, but I'm just not sure the crops are in greatest shape. We've seen that drought index expand, particularly central western Iowa. And we know that there's some very dry places in Texas. So, you know, I'm not sure that this heat is all done yet. And as we head into the month of August, that's when we're going to make the bean crop. We make the bean crop in August, not in July. So I'm hopeful that we can see some higher prices, not necessarily because of drought, but because of inflation. Obviously, the Chinese, no matter what they say or no matter what the U.S. says, they're going to continue to buy grains. They want to expand their hog herd. And I think that ultimately is going to be very helpful for U.S. grains. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.